Dvar Malchus Parshas Shlach. In the Sicha of Parshas Shlach, the Rebbe contrasts the spies who were sent by Moshe Rabbeinu in the Parsha and the spies sent by Yehoshua in the Haftarah. By contrasting the differences, the Rebbe identifies for us two differing paths in our Avodas Hashem and in entering the land, which is bringing the Geula, which the Rebbe says, which complement each other and complete each other for the sake of a singular goal, the conquest of and the entering into the land. So in this Sikha, the Rebbe explains how the spies sent by Yehoshua were for the sake of conquering the land, whereas those that were sent by Moshe Rabbeinu were supposed to aid in and encourage entering the land, which includes settling the land after it is conquered. Moshe's Miraglim, Moshe's spies, were assigned to the task of scouting out the goodness of the land to give Bnei Yisrael a tangible idea of the special land that awaits them by bringing back enormous fruits of the land to get people excited, and through this they would arouse the Yidden to have an excitement and a desire to enter Eretz Yisrael. As we know, the spies contradicted their mission and they tried to scare Bnei Yisrael away from entering the land as a result of mixing in to Moshe Rabbeinu's instructions. But, as the Rebbe explains here in the Sicha, in truth, they did accomplish their mission. Because when Bnei Yisrael entered the land after 40 years of wandering in the desert, which was the result of the spies mixing in because they listened to the Meraglim, so then they had to spend another 38 years in the Midbar. But when they, in the end, did enter the land, so they entered the land with the excitement that came from what they learned from those same spies who pushed it off 38 years. And the Rebbe says, if only they hadn't caused damage by what they added to the shlichus regarding conquering the land, which means that they sowed doubt, then all of Bnei Israel would have entered the land of Israel immediately with joy and great desire. So they did accomplish it, only that they added something that pushed it off for many years. So the Rebbe proceeds to identify the points of difference between the two groups of spies. Moshe had 12 spies. Yehoshua had 2. Moshe picked the leaders of the Shvatim, and Yehoshua picked unidentified men. Doesn't even say who they are in the Psukim. Moshe sent Ledaitecha, according to your opinion, whereas Yehoshua sent by the command of Hashem. Hashem told him to do it. And the spies of Moshe were to scout the entire land, as we said, and Yerichoi, they were to spy out. With Yehoshua, they were to spy out only Yerichoi, not the entire land, only Yerichoi, and not to scout it out and take a tour and see all the good things, rather to spy out how to conquer it. By Moshe, they traveled openly. By Yehoshua, they traveled secretly. And by Moshe, it was to identify the nature of the land and the people, whereas by Yehoshua, it was to identify the morale of the population pending the conquering. So seemingly, these are completely different kinds of shlichas, the spies of Moshe and the spies of Yehoshua, deriving from the fact that under Moshe, they would have entered the land miraculously, whereas in the times of Yehoshua, they needed to conquer the land in a natural manner. But as mentioned above, the Rebbe says that they complement and even complete each other. And this is also true in our Avodas Hashem, to enter the lands, to bring the Geula. The spies of Moshe represent the inyan of differentiation. In the Sicha, the Rebbe says, Chalkus. The unique and special qualities that different elements possess, which we'll explain in a moment. The spies of Yehoshua represent the inyan of unity, Achtus, where all differences are subsumed and nullified in the common underlying unity. These differing aspects and approaches manifest themselves in the following areas. In Torah, the aspect of unity, the wisdom of Hashem, just as He is one, so too His wisdom is one. And mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are the aspect of differentiation, each mitzvah involving different limbs, different objects, having different effects, different hamshach of elikus. Within Torah itself, there are the same two dimensions, nigla, which is Torah as it differentiates to explain the various mitzvahs, etc. And pnimi is the Torah, which explains elikus and reveals the unity of Hashem in all creation. And finally, the neshama possesses unique and differentiated soul powers, the koichei sepratim, the intellect and the midos, which are applied in different situations. And it also possesses bittul, which shows on the unity of all aspects of divine service, of avodas Hashem. So the Rebbe says that the avod of refining the world is primarily accomplished through the aspect of differentiation, where one can be better than the other, etc. You have different powers, different things. because the aspect of unity is above the world, and thus it cannot affect the world so much. So when you have to do Avodas Birurim, you don't go in with the aspect of unity, which are the spies of Yeshua, you go in with the aspect of differentiation, the spies of Moshe Rabbeinu. Nevertheless, there's also a need for the dimension of unity, which brings the avoid of refining the world to its perfection. That godliness, which is above the world, is drawn down and revealed in the world to make true unity. This is reflected in the two groups of spies. Moshe's meraglim, Moshe's spies were sent, as the Torah says, in accordance with your opinion, Moshe Rabbeinu's opinion, which itself reflects on the differentiation in Torah as it becomes enclosed in the person's own intellect. Moshe had his own opinion. Hashem said, okay, that's your opinion, you can do it. Yehoshua's spies, however, were sent upon command of Hashem, the aspect of Bittul and Kabbalah Seil. The 12 spies, which Moshe Rabbeinu sent 12, represent the different types of Avodas Hashem of the 12 Shvatim. Each Shevet, each tribe, being different in its strengths and weaknesses. The two spies of Yehoshua show on the bittul of all the powers of the neshama to the two primary directions of Avodas Hashem, positive mitzvahs and negative mitzvahs. Each one of us needs to utilize both forms of spying out the land in order to properly conquer and settle it. The actual conquering is best accomplished through the simplicity and bittul of Yehoshua's spies, but arousing a desire to enter the land and to settle it properly demands the approach of Moshe's spies, who utilize the unique abilities and capabilities to accomplish their shlichus. So it's possible to say that when the two dimensions are combined, the bittul of Yehoshua's spies will keep us away from the mistake of Moshe Rabbeinu's meraglim, who mixed in and added something undesirable to their shlichus. We won't have that because we do it with a bittul in Kabbalah Seil of Yehoshua's meraglim. And even when we make use of our personal strength and uniqueness, like Moshe Rabbeinu's spies, but we will remain true to the shlichus and succeed to both conquer the land and to settle the land with joy and desire and bring the Geulah Amitis V'Shleimah.